I would like to welcome you right here on the Simple Money Systems podcast to episode number 36 about how to quickly turn around frustration and overwhelm with overspending after math, and how to overcome victoriously the shopping spree guilt, transforming it into a blessing and valuable experience. After listening prior episode number 35, in which we discussed ways of sending money down the drain, and it felt to me that I left you without a conclusion or resolution. So this episode is a continuation of our conversation, providing you some guidance on how to turn your bad day into a blessing so you can have closure to start your new day with clarity and confidence. So go ahead, scroll back and listen to it, and then I'll meet you right here. Welcome to Simple Money Systems. This is your top podcast for moms with special needs kids who are eager to pay down their debt for a fearless, meaningful life that brings them joy. Hi, Deanna Gallas here. I am the host of this show for exceptional women just like you who are desperate for a debt-free life without going broke. Discover here simple money strategies to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to a debt-free life and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, roll up your sleeves, and get your life out of debt into your freedom zone with confidence. So, you want to pay off your debts, but you have no idea where to start. Well, you may be good at conquering a few payments, and then you get stuck with other financial needs to be taken care of. You need a simple and clear plan that you can stick with and that works for you, so you can stop being confused and so you can actually take a step forward. Is that you? I know that was me. I tried to figure out how to get rid of my debt. So I finally created a simple budget framework that helped me to get rid of my home loan and pay off my auto loans and credit cards. And now I live in a financial freedom that is totally achievable and available for you as well. And it all came from really getting clear on what is my budget and how it works. Come hang out with me and chat for 15 minutes so I can help you with your simple budget framework to confidently start paying down your debt. It's free, no strings attached. I'll meet you right there when you schedule a discovery call in the link below this episode. Feeling unsure and want to learn more? Check my website at deannagallas.com. It's deannagallas.com. Okay, does it really have to go so bad before it gets any better? The answer is no. And I get it. You might think that your situation is like none other. And you know, you are absolutely right. But let me tell you, there is a solution to any puzzling situation just by taking a few right steps. Mistakes are part of a learning process, so it's important to recognize them, to be aware of at least knowing that there is a better way, and to turn our money blunders into a powerful way to make a change for meaningful results. Let me show you how to stop that self-guilt and how to gain back peace and confidence over your money after having a difficult day, feeling fatigued and exhausted mentally, spiritually, and physically. I want to simplify the whole situation just by giving you only one thing to try before you go to bed. See, the money topic typically doesn't like to include much emotions, but oh, how it turns those triggers, affecting our mood and quality of our decision-making process. Let's walk together through the basics here. When something goes sideways during your typical day, like yesterday, I attended ladies' conference for brunch hours, and of course, there were some refreshments, snacks, coffee, and the whole breakfast meal with variety of cheeses, bread, pancakes, muffins, you name it. Just because it was out of my normal daily meal routine, I unintentionally got off track of what I ended up having on my plate. And yeah, I tried to fit in and make new friends and not look obnoxious and weird, but I still was in control of what was getting into my mouth, right? So, not declaring a defeat here yet, not so fast. And then, when I went grocery shopping, I got to try that delicious yellow melon, and so on throughout the day. See, these little innocent attractions, or simply trying to fit in, may create a mini storm and perpetuate a snowball of other temptations. And typically, you don't share it with others, letting it snowballing you down the hill. But the snowball doesn't stop by itself. So I want you to get connected with a group of like-minded ladies where you can share your struggles to get support, accountability, encouragement, and the guidance for right steps to move forward and to cheer you on. All right? Go ahead and check the links below this episode on how to become a member of the private Simple Money Systems Facebook group. All right. The secret here is to catch yourself and get back to your routine. At the end of the day, it is so critical to reclaim your night hour before you go to bed. It's when you calm yourself by simply turning off your cell phone, getting your paper planner out, and simply reflecting on your day, making some notes. It's like a mini executive meeting with you CEO and yourself CFO, right? Concentrate your mindset on being grateful for simple things like this time with yourself, for another opportunity to learn about your triggers and how to make them work for you. Try during this hour connecting within, to find that instant gratification towards peace, satisfaction, and feeling back in control, ready for the morning, refreshed, rested, enthusiastic, and optimistic. You may try meditating by thanking God for all good things and for this very opportunity to learn, adjust, and ability to move forward. So the only thing you need to do is to adhere to your nightly routine. You might think, well, that you are too tired to take on another thing like this. I agree, you might feel exhausted, but I just ask you to look at this hour as your only way to your sanity. See, this is when the day is behind you and you're looking to wind down before going to bed. So give yourself 1 hour after you prepped lunches for tomorrow, tidied up the kitchen and the laundry, filled your cat's or dog's food tray so they would not bark at you, put your kids to bed, and now own this hour, okay? I want you to approach it with a sense of gratitude in an amazing opportunity to recharge, reflect, and calm your mind. Okay, before creating a worst-case scenario or taking any further action, pause and take a few deep breaths to calm your mind and regain perspective. It's essential to approach the situation with a clear and level-headed mindset, and it is so important to be honest with yourself. Allow yourself to be completely vulnerable and open, and if you have a partner to share it with, so go ahead and do that. And if you aren't ready for this step with your partner, then I invite you to join the free Simple Money Systems private Facebook group at the link in the show notes right below this episode to get that extra layer of support and accountability, all right? And now, try to assess the damage. Take a close look at your finances to understand the extent of the overspending. Review your daily expense spreadsheet to identify where the money was spent and how much you exceeded your budget. Don't worry about looking for a template. I will provide this simple tool in our coaching session. Okay, try to identify triggers. Reflect on what led to the overspending. Were there specific triggers or emotional factors that influenced your purchasing decisions? Understanding the underlying reasons can help you avoid similar situations in the future. Now, after clearing out your emotional triggers, create a plan. Develop a simple strategy to address the overspending and to prevent it from happening again. This may involve adjusting your budget, cutting back on non-essential expenses, or finding alternative ways to cope with stress or emotions without relying on shopping. Put your creativity to work and find ways to save. Look for such opportunities as to save money elsewhere in your budget to offset the overspending. This could involve canceling subscriptions, meal prepping instead of dining out, or finding cheaper alternatives for everyday expenses. Oh, and a very important, practice self-compassion. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and overspending is a common challenge. Be kind to yourself and avoid dwelling on feelings of guilt or shame. Instead, focus on taking positive steps to improve your financial habits by engaging in positive activities, like shift your focus away from the frustration of overspending by engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Try spending more time with loved ones, pursue hobbies, or engage in activities that don't involve spending money. Friends, I am reminding here again, set your goals. Use this maybe not much pleasant day experience as a motivation to set new financial goals and take proactive steps toward achieving them. Whether it's building an emergency fund, paying off your debt, or saving for a specific purchase, having clear goals can help you stay focused in your financial priorities. Check my budget coaching offer at dianagalas.com to help you start it on your financial goals and how to craft them into your budget. All right? And what really helps me to stay emotionally on track is getting up early in the morning and having the power hour connecting with my spirit, getting into God's word, taking care of my body by light stretching and exercising, or simply doing my first 2,000 steps, having Bible app on, or praise and worshiping song. And in my power hour, I pray about protection over my finances and decision making for the day. I read and listen to scriptures, specifically to guard my mind to be sound and at peace. And friends, you are welcome to adjust your own nighttime routine as it fits you the best, but please don't skip it. By having your nightly track time in place, you can end the day on a positive note and regain control over your finances after experiencing frustration over overspending. Remember that it's never too late to make positive changes and improve your financial well-being. Be easy on yourself. It's actually a very good sign when feelings of discontentment are present, meaning that there is something off and that there is a better way. Stay tuned with yourself and don't be afraid to listen to what is going deep in your heart. Search and you will find it. Knock on that closed door and it will open for you. Ask and have open arms to receive it. Friend, I want you to experience a beautiful life to fall back on that is built on solid financial ground, that is free of debt, to flourish, to enter into that freedom zone so you can pursue your passions with excitement. My simple budget coaching program will help you get there much faster while improving your personal life to be more rewarding and satisfying in the process. Simplify your life, embrace your greatness, and give yourself another chance to grow, shine, to be who you are designed to be. We are all a work in process, right? Okay. If finances are your area of neglect, come on over and get with me on a chat. Let's come up with a plan to tackle that first obstacle. So, what do you think? My greatest takeaway today is to let myself be vulnerable. It's okay to struggle a little because I know there is a great value in finding the resolution in a way that works for you so you can gain great experience in meaning not only to yourself but also in serving your family and others just like you who really needed to hear this. This is what makes each of us exceptional, valuable, unique, and who we are as human beings, with all our different personalities and experiences. Well, there you have it, friend. I think you found this episode jam-packed with goodness, from being down from overspending to being confident and victorious overcomer with an even stronger and passionate person who you truly are. So go ahead and practice this one thing before you go to bed tonight. Set your nightly routine hour, I call it money track time, and share your thoughts with me by writing to diana@dianagalas.com. Oh, and don't forget to leave me a written 5-star review on the iTunes app. Also, take a quick snap of this podcast, tag me, and share it in your stories with your friends. So together, we can make someone's day a bit brighter. And if you are ready to take your money skills to the next level and want to be a part of Simple Budget Coaching Program to help you as a victorious, exceptional mom, please visit my website at dianagalas.com and check how simple budgeting can bring life and excitement to your day. And now, I'll meet you right here in a week. Thank you for tuning into Simple Money Systems Podcast. I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast and leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. So together, we can create a community of exceptional moms who stand behind each other. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a purposeful, debt-free life? I want you to know that your dedication and hard work, day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs does matter. Your precious gem is yet to shine. Get it out and share your light with others. Talk to you soon at The Simple Money Systems.